This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. President Trump is defending his call for four Democratic members of Congress, all women of color, to return to the countries they are from. In his words, of the four women targeted, three were born in the United States. One is a naturalized citizen born in Somalia. Critics have described Trump's tweet, which specifically said, "Go back and help fix the totally broken and crime-infested places from which they came." Critics have described those tweets as racist and xenophobic. Asked today whether his comments were racist, Trump told White House reporters, not at all. Meanwhile, the Trump administration has dramatically ramped up efforts to keep fewer migrants from crossing the southern border, AP's Sagar Magani reports.
The administration is moving to end asylum protections for most Central American migrants. A new rule expected to go into effect tomorrow says any asylum seekers who first pass through another country will be ineligible for asylum in the U.S., though there will be exceptions, such as for migrants who've been trafficked. Current law says refugees can request asylum here regardless of how they arrive, also with exceptions. The administration's new policy will almost certainly face legal challenges, as have its earlier bids to send asylum seekers back over the border and keep some detained while their cases play out. Sagar Magani at the White House.
A white nationalist who killed a woman by ramming his car into a crowd protesting protesting a white supremacist rally in Virginia in 2017, has received a second life sentence. James Fields was sentenced Monday to life plus 419 years for killing Heather Heyer and injuring 19 other people in Charlottesville, Virginia on August 12, 2017. You're listening to VOA News. Anti-government protesters who fought running battles with police inside a Hong Kong shop